USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Six new senators were sworn in today as a new session of Congress convenes at the Capitol. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered what could be his final opening remarks as Senate Majority Leader.
To say the 117th Congress convenes at a challenging time would indeed be an understatement. From political division to a deadly pandemic to adversaries around the world, the hurdles before us are many, and they are serious. But there's also plenty of reason for hope.
Speaker McConnell's comments come as multiple GOP senators plan to oppose certifying the Electoral College vote this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. Greece has reported its first cases of the new coronavirus variant that has spread to more than 30 countries, along with Florida, California, and Colorado in the U.S. Greece says four cases were confirmed in people who recently traveled from Britain. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A judge will decide Monday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited from the UK to the US to face charges of espionage over the publication of secret American military documents. Assange's partner and the mother of his two sons has appealed to President Donald Trump to grant a pardon. Assange faces a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Federal investigators said yesterday that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner sent materials about his views to people he knew before he blew himself up inside an RV on Christmas morning. The FBI did not disclose what those materials were. The 63-year-old Warner's remains were found at the blast site. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and injured several people. Pennsylvania State Representative Mike Reese died yesterday of an apparent brain aneurysm at the age of 42. He was reelected to a seventh term in the state house in November. Reese contracted COVID-19 in early December, but was said to be doing better. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
12 Republican senators led by Ted Cruz plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress this coming week. They say they intend to reject the electors from states where there are, quote, unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations, and lax enforcement of election law until a 10-day audit of each state's election results is completed. The House Minority Leader says challenging the Electoral College is nothing new.
Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
43 staff members at the Kaiser ER Department in San Jose, California have tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak was reportedly caused by a staff member wearing an air-powered costume with a fan that may have spread droplets. Employees are in isolation and the hospital is undergoing a deep cleaning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.